and this I assume is what Kyle Shanahan was thinking, is that if you get the ball first and both teams score touchdowns, you can then end the game on a field goal because the Chiefs were going to kick off to the 49ers, right? Which makes a lot of sense. The problem is that if you have the ball first, you're not going to go for it on fourth down to try to get that touchdown, which it turned out, because Kansas City scored the touchdown, that that is what you needed, right? And there were reports that Kansas City, if the 49ers had scored a touchdown and then the Chiefs scored a touchdown, they were just going to go try to go for two and end it there, right? So I think in hindsight, it maybe made more sense to try to get the ball second. All right, welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt as always. Today is Friday, February 16th. Busy week for us, so apologize for not getting it out until Friday. But we got a lot to talk about. We have to talk about Super Bowl, of course. We'll do a little bit of an MLS preview as well. Matt's on his way down to Delta, Utah right now, so...
Well, I will be in a couple hours.
We'll be in a couple. Oh, yeah. See, I miss my kind of peripherally right now.
Oh, yes. Like when people hear this.
Generally speaking.
Potentially.
Yeah. So as we get into everything, Matt, are you ready for the ick of the week?
As ready as I'm going to be.
It is being happy.
Okay. So that... That is a red flag, but for the person who thinks that that's an ick, that's like, I got to stay away from that person.
No, it's a no-go. It's a no-go.
Well, so. Yeah, I don't even know what to do with that.
Just don't be happy, and you can get the girl.
Okay, well, good to know.
Okay. I think we have to start. Well, let's start with football, then do football. Super Bowl, obviously, I've never been more sad in my entire life. One thing good that came out of it, though, is my appreciation for Kylie Kelce.
Yeah, she's great.
She apparently refuses to wear Chiefs stuff.
Right, yeah.
Like Jason Kelce is wearing a luchador mask, who was on the team that lost last year, and Kylie was wearing like a Cincinnati thing.
Yeah, look, you know, it's hard to think that someone would be more Philadelphia than Jason Kelce, but, you know... Born and raised in Philly, those people are different.
Well, is she from Philly? Is that where they met?
Yeah, no, that's why she didn't want to wear any Kansas City stuff.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. She's more of an Eagles fan than Jason is.
That's so funny. That's probably true, actually, huh?
Yeah. Or I think, yeah, I mean, they definitely met in Philly. I guess I don't know that that's where she was born, but that's certainly where they met.
No, it'd have to be. That would make sense for sure. That's so funny. That she'd wear a Cincinnati thing and not.
I mean, it's red, right?
Yeah, no,
they,
it is red.
They got the idea.
Yeah, no, definitely. Oh, that's super funny. So, Kylie Kelce. Now, the actual Super Bowl. Oh, speaking of Super Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo sucks. Did you see he got suspended for drugs?
I did. I saw it was a prescription drug that he did not get approved, is what I saw. So, it wasn't like HGH.
Screw him. But the 49ers lost, which was a bummer.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't screw it up for us. We just lost. Like, the Patrick Mahomes is just better. Trent McDuffie, I thought, was the best player on the field.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
No, I will say for the 49ers, I do, it really was incredibly unlucky, you know, Debo Samuel hurting his hamstring. Of course, Greenlaw tearing his Achilles, running out onto the field. And that really, it changed the game. It changed the play calling that the Chiefs were doing. And so I don't want to say that that is what won them the game. But, you know, it certainly made things harder for San Francisco and easier for Kansas City.
No, for sure. Yeah. I've seen people... Every time, like, Brock Purdy played elite, Brock Purdy played terrible. Like, he played fine. He missed some throws. He had pressure in his face. He generally hasn't done well under pressure, most quarterback. Here's the thing. Like, Patrick Mahomes, like, you don't want to pressure him.
Right.
Brock Purdy, you can't get pressure in his face. And that's true for most quarterbacks. Like, he's just a good quarterback. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But he...
He missed some throws. We missed some blocks. Kansas City won.
Uh-huh.
Looking forward to draft season. Unfortunately. Now, yeah. I will say I have a vibe NFL vibe check article. Probably, I'm only on Cincinnati right now, so it'll probably take a little bit for me to actually get it out. But if teams that are going the right way, going the wrong way, or staying the same.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I was super sad, so I don't have a ton to say. Any thoughts on your end on the Super Bowl? Congrats to Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I mean, great game. I'm glad that they, you know, you need both teams were going to get the ball no matter what, even if the 49ers scored a touchdown. Now, I think there's kind of two schools of thought for whether you want to get the ball first or second. If you, and this I assume is what Kyle Shanahan was thinking, is that if you get the ball first and both teams score touchdowns, you can then end the game on a field goal because the Chiefs were going to kick off to the 49ers, right? Which makes a lot of sense. The problem is that if you have the ball first, you're not going to go for it on fourth down to try to get that touchdown, which it turned out because Kansas City scored the touchdown that that is what you needed. Right. And there were reports that Kansas City, if the 49ers had scored a touchdown and then the Chiefs scored a touchdown, they were just going to go try to go for two and end it there. Right. So I think in hindsight, it maybe made more sense to try to get the ball second.
Yeah. I don't think that's why we lost. Like the Chiefs were going to
no. Two. Yeah, I don't think that's why you lost for sure. I do think that you don't think they were going to go for two?
No, Kansas City, they've said they were going to go for two.
Yeah.
If they would have, like, if San Francisco would have scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
I think this 49. Here's the thing, they had a chance. If they convert that third down at the end of regulation, it doesn't even go to overtime.
Right, yeah, no, that was the one I saw they missed that throw. It's like, oh, Kansas City is somehow or another gonna win this.
Yeah, and I told, like, you can't give Patrick Mahomes 2 minutes, and he's going to score. So I'm honestly surprised they didn't win in regulation.
Yeah.
And then we missed the other fourth down. Like, you can't, if you're in, like, the 20-25-yard line, be kicking field goals against the Chiefs.
Right, yeah.
And when Mahomes and them did struggle in the first half, only getting 10 points, that just wasn't enough.
Yeah. No, and it is, like, I mean, people, you know, are going to say, oh, Brock Purdy's not a good enough quarterback. More talented quarterback would have won the game, and maybe. But also, Kansas City had, besides Baltimore, maybe the best defense in the league. Like, it's
very good.
It's a very, very good defense. And Brock Purdy didn't play great, but considering how good the defense is, I think that's about as good as you could expect from almost any quarterback. Like, you put up a decent amount of points on the board. Like you said, it just missed a couple plays, and sometimes football comes down to two or three throws.
Yeah. No, it really does come down. It's crazy. Like, you can always look back at, like, two to four plays, whether it's – and the fumble is just bad luck.
Yeah.
That just is terrible luck. You know what was funny that I saw is the players involved in that. This was from a Falcons fan, but we're number 28 and number 3.
That is funny.
For the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan, man, his face just looked like so sad.
Really did.
I think he's fine. Like, I'm not worried about him. Steve Wilkes got let go as defensive coordinator. Everybody's like, oh, he didn't lose the Super Bowl. That's right. It wasn't the defense's fault. All year, the defense seemed out of sync. Kyle had to use that timeout because he was going to be in a cover zero, like an all-out blitz. Like, he just wasn't a good fit with the 49ers. Now, I think he should have been the head coach in Carolina last year, so I don't think he's a bad coach. But everyone who's watched San Francisco is like, oh, he's got to go, not a good fit. Everyone outside of that is furious.
Uh-huh.
But it's not his inability to coach. It's just a bad fit with Kyle and what Kyle wants to do. So I'm interested to see who they bring in there.
Yeah. No, should yeah, it'll be exciting. It's interesting to see you starting to get into the off season when I've been there for like a month, it feels like.
Yeah, I've taken my deep dive here. let's talk MLS, shall we?
Let's do it.
So how do you want to do this? We're not gonna go through like every team, of course. You just want to talk about some teams we think are gonna be good?
Yeah. I think we should do that. So like I've got a couple that I think are going to be good, and yours I think they'll probably match up. So maybe we can do each one. Interesting to mention Real just Salt Lake just a little bit. I don't think either of us think they'll necessarily be right at the top.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why don't you give a team and I'll give a team and let's go from there.
Okay. So I mean we got to start with Miami, right?
Well, not for who we think is going to win the championship.
No, yes, no, but I think
for interest we can, yeah.
For interest, yes. And so this, it sounds like we're maybe going to be on the same page as this. I do not think Miami is going to win MLS Cup. I think that Messi is a very good player. I think they've brought some very good players in. But historically, when you look at MLS, these teams that come in and bring in these European superstars, Messi obviously South American coming from a European club, it doesn't translate to immediate success, right? It takes them a little bit to get into things. And even last year, when they had brought Messi in and Jordi Alba and Busquets were on the team last year, they moved up one spot in the table, right? It wasn't like they started really, really climbing up. Like, there's just good teams that are going to win lots and lots of games. And so I don't think it's going to be as breezy for Miami as everybody thinks that it's going to be.
Well, yeah. No, it's not. I don't. Like, obviously, everyone's going to want to watch, and I get that. Real Salt Lake actually opens against MLS, or against Miami. But I mean, they're fine. Like, they're good. They're old, though. They're either, like, super old or super inexperienced.
Right.
There's no, like, 26, 7-year-olds on the team.
Really. Yes. Yeah. No, it does feel like that. And, yeah,
young
I mean,
players are good.
Yeah, I do think it's, yeah, they do have good young players. They've got, what's-his-face from Atlanta, who I still think is a good player, but just hasn't had quite that success a few years ago. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's gonna they're gonna be fun to watch. I just don't think they're gonna win at the rate that people expect them to.
I don't either. I have a couple MLS or Western Conference teams I want to talk about.
Okay, good.
So my first one is Portland Timbers.
Interesting.
Did you know Ned Grabovoy is their GM?
That sounds familiar. Actually,
I had no idea.
Yeah, I heard that and then I forgot it. But yeah, I love Ned Grabovoy. He's kind of the forgotten star of the diamond.
Phil Neville's their manager now.
Okay.
So, I just think they're always good. Claudio Bravo is in Portland.
Love me some Claudio Bravo.
Archelaine Amigo.
Is he going to be the starting goalkeeper, as far as you know?
I don't know. I haven't found anything for sure on that.
Yeah. No, that'd be fun to see. Excellent Chilean goalkeeper.
Yeah. No, I think they're good. Like, Zach McGraw is a center back I really like. David Ayala. How do you say it?
Alaya? I'm not reading it, so I don't know.
So it's A-Y-A-L-A. He's coming off the injury, but
yeah.
He's good. So if he's healthy, I think Portland can be. I think they'll be a very interesting team with a lot of change, but they're also just, like, always consistently a really good team.
Yes, yeah, no, always consistent. They've fallen off the last couple of years, haven't been really MLS Cup contenders, so that is, I think it's fun, and, like, the city really, really loves the team. And so, like, it's fun to see Portland be good, I think. Yeah. Like, in the Cascadian Clash, or whatever they call that rival, that might be the Canadian one. Anyway.
I think it's Cascadia. Yeah, it's those three.
Yeah, the Cascadia Cup. Yeah. I would pick Portland would be my team out of Seattle and, I guess, Vancouver.
Okay. Well, actually, Seattle is the other team I want to talk about. So you just want to go there?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Because I was going to say I would pick them to be my favorite just because they're always the favorite. Now, the question mark is Lodero's gone.
Right.
They only gave up 32 goals last year.
Uh-huh.
They only scored 41. Jordan Morris had 11. No one else was even close to double digits. I just think they're going to score more goals.
Yeah.
And they were really good last year.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense to me. And they're, you know, if you listen to this podcast, they pretty much always get picked to go to the MLS Cup final by one of us just because they're so and they just, like you said, even if they don't score goals, they know how to win.
Yeah.
And so this year, it does seem like statistically, they'll probably get more than that.
So
yeah, no, I think that makes a lot of sense. They're going to give up more than 32, I'd assume.
Sure.
But I would expect them to play better. I think that would be my Western Conference pick. I want to pick the Galaxy, but I just can't pull the trigger.
Right, yeah, no. See, I don't think the Galaxy are quite going to have it. LAFC is looking good. I'm interested to see Hugo Lloris play. You know, because we don't, when we talk about big European stars coming over, it's not usually goalkeepers. In fact, the last one I can really think of is Tim Howard. I would say Claudio Bravo, but he's been on the bench and on some smaller clubs the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So Hugo Lloris coming straight from Tottenham. I feel like he's still going to play. I think he's going to be really good. And I think he's gonna win them a couple games just by himself. You know, goalkeepers are able to do that. And so yeah, I think that's a great move for LAFC. You know, still super, super talented, still really, really expensive payroll. So I kind of want to go with LAFC off the down year that they had last year.
How old is Carlos Vela? Let's see.
Oh.
Because he's been, last few years, my favorite, like, rooting for a player, but it's like, I think he's the best player in the league since Giovinco left, probably.
Yeah.
He's 34.
Okay.
Which worries me. And Costa's gone.
He is gone.
You probably don't say it to Costa if he's American. Acosta, probably.
Uh-huh.
He's gone. Chiellini's retired. I'm interested to see. You know, I just wonder, like, if they have enough, like, if they've reloaded enough, or if they're still relying on that core that won the championship 2 years ago.
Yes, yeah. So, no, it's they're definitely in a time of transition, which is kind of funny for a club that's, like, 4 years old.
Yeah.
But.
We can go back to Eastern Conference, because I think it's going to be LAFC, like, those teams we talked about, are probably. Real Salt Lake, unfortunately, probably isn't going to get it done with their horrible jerseys.
Oh, my gosh, I hate these so much. And, like, they could have been, I think if they had done red sleeves instead of blue sleeves, I think they'd be a lot better, you know. But it's just the stripes on the jerseys with the mountains combined with the weird shoulder thing is just too much. You know, I think you got to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
And so the yellow ones, I think, might be a top five jersey in MLS.
I haven't seen their new yellow ones.
I think they're keeping the ones from last year.
Oh, okay.
Because they do this thing where they do every team gets a new home jersey, and then the next year they get a new away jersey, and then they kind of go back and forth.
I will say that the yellow ones grew on me.
Yeah, the yellow ones are great.
For sure.
Now, do you know how much these new home they're trying to get for these new home jerseys?
How much?
$165 for one jersey.
Did you see the baseball jerseys that got ruined? But see any of that?
I heard about it, but I couldn't, like, see a picture of, like, what happened.
So, like, for example, like, the Mariners patch is just, like, it's not sewn on. It's just, like, a sticker, basically.
Yeah.
Like, they're so bad. And, like, the fonts are, like, kind of cramped together. Like, and I've only seen pictures. I haven't seen, like, the actual.
Right.
But, like, the pitchers are complaining, like, the pants, like, don't fit very well.
And these are the jerseys the players are going to wear? The
players are wearing. You know, that's
Yeah, so is Fanatics making these and not, like, Nike?
Yeah, Nike, like, contracted Fanatics or whatever. How did we let Fanatics get to this spot?
Gosh, that seems so crazy to me.
And credit to Adidas, because, like, I don't like the look, but, like, their actual jerseys are, like, high quality.
Yes, yeah.
Nike just ruining the baseball jerseys.
Right. And, you know, this is the problem when you have one company sponsor an entire league, you know,
horrible.
Because, like, with every European league, even with college sports, right, you have to make cool jerseys or else your school is going to leave Under Armour and go to Nike or whatever it is. BYU has stayed with Nike because they continue to treat them really, really well, right? You know, Adidas is with Chelsea because they showed Chelsea their care and they're going to make good jerseys, right?
It was a big deal when Manchester United went from Nike back to Adidas.
Yeah.
And, like, Adidas, that's huge for them. And, like, college football, yeah, it drives, like, all the innovation and, like, cool jerseys and stuff.
It does, yeah. I still feel like Manchester United is a Nike team and Chelsea is an Adidas team.
I view Manchester United as a Nike team, too.
Yeah, even though it's switched back, you know.
Kind of an Umbro team.
Ooh, Umbro.
Like,
that's
the late 90s.
Yeah, Umbro stuff is cool.
Yeah.
I like Umbro.
Umbro is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be a fun if we go back to the old top five sometime, just to like rank our sports brands sometime. Could be fun.
Yeah, we can. We might as well. We haven't prepped that, so we probably couldn't do it today.
Yeah,
but next time we'll do that.
Yeah, look for that.
The best brands. Diadora is another good one.
Ooh, yeah, Diadora is great.
I had one more East team I wanted to talk about quickly. NYCFC.
Oh, okay, not on my list.
Just because they were so young last year.
Yeah.
Where I just figure like they're, and they had, a very good season last year.
Uh huh.
This is probably oversimplistic, but it's like they're probably going to be better, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think they were the youngest team in the league last year.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Because they won it 3 years ago, and then, you know, they were super young at that point, and then they've just been getting younger, but also, you know, better still, you know?
Yeah.
One of the best goalkeepers in the league. There's some holes on the roster, of course, so it's not, like, perfect, but I think they got a good mix of youth, but the youth has experience. I think they'll be good.
Yeah.
Also, possibly the best home field advantage in the league just because of the field.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So for those who aren't aware, they play at Yankee Stadium. And so because of that, all baseball fields are not the same size. Soccer fields are not the same size. So NYCFC is super small, super cramped, not a lot of running, more kind of short passes happening. And so it just feels different than when you might play some of these other teams. And so you come there, it's a totally different style of soccer than you're used to, but NYCFC, of course, is used to it.
Yeah. Philly would be another team. Last year, they're the heavy favorite. I still think they're going to bounce back a little bit. Philly would be another team to keep an eye on for myself.
Yeah, Philly, and also I think Cincinnati, who had kind of a surprise, really, really great year last year.
Supporter Shield.
Yeah, I think they're only going to get better. Brought in your boy, Corey Baird. Is going to play for Cincinnati this year.
I do like Corey Baird a lot.
Yeah, and so I think, yeah, good. I think those are good moves, especially for, like, a Supporter Shield team. It's like, you don't need a star, but getting a player like Corey Baird who's going to come off the bench and can score you, you know, 5 goals a year, I think that's a really valuable thing to do.
Yeah, Corey Baird's a goal scorer. No, so I like it. Yeah, I've seen more MLS players like the Supporter Shield matters more than the playoffs, which is more like, you know, how actual soccer is.
Right.
So a lot of people view Cincinnati as the defending champs in that regard.
Yeah.
Obviously Columbus won the MLS trophy. That's what the MLS cares about. But Cincinnati was kind of the runaway best team last year.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I'd expect them to follow that up. And that's part of the thing with Miami is it's like, I just think there's going to be teams like Cincinnati who win basically all their games, you know. And so even if Miami does have a great year, I still think they're going to be closer to a lot of these other teams.
Yeah.
Like there's MLS is not a league with a lot of parity right now. I don't think there's a lot of bad teams that are going to have.
We've
bad
been
years.
Talking about these same teams for years.
Right.
Like every year we're like Seattle, Philadelphia, LAFC, New York. Like,
yeah, and it is, you know, there are ways to get in. Like, I do think it's mobile. Like, Atlanta, we used to talk about one of the teams dropped out. We talked about Portland, you know, kind of dropped out. Cincinnati, obviously being new, working their way up, right? Philadelphia has only been in this top five it's been a few years, but it has only been a few years. It hasn't been like 10,
yeah.
You know. So there is movement, and there is, like, paths forward to make your ways to the top, which I like and I think is valuable, but It is not like the NBA or the NFL where teams are, just, you know, everybody's real close or everybody's bunched up in the Western Conference. It's not really like that.
Yeah. Now you can't see my computer screen, right?
I cannot.
Okay. Are you ready for the top five?
I'm ready to go.
In honor of MLS, we're doing top five teams with the most MLS cups.
Okay.
There's 7 teams, so you only have to get 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay. Well, you got to go Los Angeles Galaxy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be easy for you.
Shout out Landon Donovan. Yeah,
they're the most with 5.
I need to pull up actually probably just the list of all the MLS teams. But let's go with the Seattle Sounders.
They are tied for fourth with two. Teams four through seven all have two.
Okay, so two, that actually helps. So Columbus Crew is going to be on there.
Yeah, they're third with three.
Let's see. Who else would have two? So I feel like this is going to be old teams.
There's a team in second with four also.
In second with four?
Yeah, so LA has five. Number two team has four. Columbus has three. Then four through seven have two.
Okay, I gotcha. So Real has one. Unfortunately, Sporting Kansas City has two.
Yeah, they have two. Yeah, unfortunately.
I said Columbus Crew, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know who's probably, I don't quite think is going to be four, but DC United.
They are four.
Oh, DC United is four. Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to guess the other two just for fun?
Yeah, just for fun. New England Revolution.
Surprisingly, no.
No New England Revolution.
No, they must only have one.
Okay. I'm thinking Dallas and the Red Bulls and Portland are who I'm thinking. I'm going to start with...
You're leaving out a super obvious one.
Let me read through this list of all the new... wait, I said Seattle, right?
No.
Oh, I didn't say Seattle? Oh, yeah, Seattle, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's still one more. You haven't said them yet.
And I have not said them yet. Okay. So, Atlanta, I don't know, is one twice. Did I say Chicago Fire?
You did not. That's not it, though.
That's not Chicago Fire. I don't think it's Colorado. Don't think it's Houston. I don't think it's LAFC. I think they've only got one. I don't think it's NYCFC. And you just told me it's not the Red Bulls. Toronto.
Nope.
No Toronto. Okay. Then I guess it's one of those teams I said that it... So has Atlanta won two?
Nope.
Okay, then you're going to have to...
It is Houston.
Oh, Houston.
Yeah, they won a couple years ago, I think, and then... Like early 2000s or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good for Houston.
Yeah, good for Houston. I already got my top five sports brands for next week.
I'll have to be thinking of them then.
Okay. So you're 8-5. Well, I'm 8-5. You're 5-8.
I'll take it.
Okay. Appreciate everybody listening. Figure you've heard enough Super Bowl recaps. I didn't want to open up that wound. I've been getting so many. I've seen that last play, the touchdown, probably like 200 times.
Yeah. That's frustrating.
I am excited for MLS.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Good year coming up.
All-Star game is next weekend. We did our draft last week as far as the teams. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.